new life. That is what is proclaimed on this holy night, new life. As we carried light from the new fire of Easter into the sanctuary darkened for Good Friday, we remember that Christ walks through the valley of shadow with us to lead us through, and new life is proclaimed. As we heard selections from the Old Testament, which told us that the same God who created the world and declared it good also promised to renew it, to bring freedom where there's slavery, to bring salvation where there is exile, to bring breath into dry bones, to bring protection wherever life is threatened, and new life is proclaimed. As we dressed the sanctuary for Easter, as we heard the first Alleluia announcing the resurrection celebration, new life is proclaimed. As we hear again the story of Mary Magdalene standing outside the tomb, weeping, overwhelmed by the power of death, as we hear of her joy as she hears her Lord Jesus call her name, Mary, we are assured that the power of death is no more. Death is defeated. We no longer need fear death. New life is proclaimed. But to me, most of all, most powerfully of all, we have witnessed, we have heard new life proclaimed as we receive the good news of new life in Christ through the baptism of two beautiful baby girls. In baptism, we see the power of God's new life at work, not in the abstract, not just in an esoteric promise that there's some kind of life, some kind of existence after this one. No, more than that, we see the power of God's new life at work here in our midst as parents filled with joy and their children, bring them to be claimed by God. Bring them to be washed with God's promises. We see the power of God's new life at work. As faithful parents and sponsors promise that they will help these new children of God to know God's love as they grow, that they will raise them as members of this community of love that gathers around Jesus continually to hear His words of love. We see God's power of new life at work as we gathered here speaking on behalf of the whole church commit to support these two little ones in their lives of faith which are just beginning. As we together, on behalf of the whole church, promise to share God's new life with them in the same way that God has shared it with us. New life. That is what is proclaimed on this holy night. New life. Life transformed by love. Life freed from the fear of death. Life freed from the fear of vengeance and wrath, life freed from the power of sin, life transformed by God's love, because knowing that God's love cannot be stopped and that we are God's children forever, we can live in that love and share hope and joy and generosity and grace. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. New life is ours in Jesus Christ, who is risen forever. Amen.